Let me take up so much Gemara time. Sorry. Only about 22:42. But Agadata Gemara. You're already into Agadata. So the parsha, the shame of the parsha, if you do it from the Shulah Kodesh, the shame of the parsha is the toichen of the parsha. And the Pashta Kasha is that the toichen of the parsha is Vatom Asora, and the name of the parsha is Chai Asora. So how can the Chai Asora, Parsha Chai Asora, be the Vatom Asora? The same Kasha you have in Parsha Vayechi. The Parsha Vayechi is Vayechi Yaakov, and it's the parsha of the Mitzvah Yaakov. So by Parsha Vayechi, you can answer the Yaakov Inu Loimei. That's such a Kasha. But Vatom Asora, which is the next pasuk, the Vatom Asora, because Abi Chevron is how can the Parshat Chai Asora be better than the Parsha of Vatom Asora? And it's Yodua that the Kinyan Avram Avinu made over here by buying Masmach Pela is the first Kinyan that Avram Avinu made in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is called Arta Sachaim, it's Halach Fnei Hashem Ba'Arta Sachaim. And the Medrash says, why is Eretz Yisrael called Arta Sachaim? Tchis HaMeisim begins in Eretz Yisrael. Shemiseo Chaim Tchila. So I call upon him, it's interesting that the first Kinyan that Avram Avinu makes in Eretz Yisrael is the Taka buying a Kvura. Seems like it's all up to the same Yisod, that there's more Chaim going on, even though it's the first part of the parasha is about Misa and about buying a Kvura, but it's all Moira, the Inyan of Chaim. So you have to understand how this is all Moira in Inyan of Chaim. And also Rashi brings down Baskuf, Kabaschof, Baschof, Kabazayin. So Rashi explains how, actually there's a Psa Oimek over here, in going backwards, instead of Sora, Kilo going older and older, when she gets so old that she's back now to Bas Chof. And the emphasis is that Eshteta Zoi, that Sarah, when she got very old, she became like to be Noel Yitzchok, Pirsonida, the Medrash says, the Chazal say, that she became very young again, she became like Mamish Begufa, Mamish physically, she became like somebody who's young. Is Mashmad of Kilo, she got very old, and then she started getting young again. What's the Oimek or Inyan over here? Now the pshat is, the Rashi says, at the end of Parshas Noach, Rashi says at the end of Parshas Noach, the story of Avraham Avinu went into a Kivshon Eish, that's the old custom, and Horon Tak was also thrown into the Kivshon Eish, and he died. Rashi brings down the whole Maisa. And then the last words of Parshas Noach is, Mayom Terach B'choron. And Rashi says that Terach wasn't dead, Terach lived on a long time after that. Pshat is Rishoyim B'chayeim Kuruim Mesa. So here Rashi stelt avek the Havdoma to the whole chiluk between Avraham Avinu and the rest of Bnei Doiri. Pshat is there's two ways of looking at the Musud of Chaim. One thing is Zicha, that everybody is Shoyef for Chaim, everybody is Noishim. The Rotsa and the Tainug that a person wants the most is Pasha the Rotsan of Chaim. The person wants the biggest Rotsan a person has is Chaim to live. The Shaila is what Chaim is. We know that you do, of course, that the Ikka Chaim Taki is Nishan Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is called Olam Amitza. Right? Olam Hazeh is called Olam Amitza because everything in Olam Hazeh dies. Everything. The fruits and the trees and the flowers and the people and animals. Olam Hazeh is not the Emes Ikka Chaim. People who find Chaim, people who find Mamash Chiyas in Olam Hazeh, they Kazach and they're not alive. They're Taki Rishoyim, Kruim Mesa. The Emes Ikka Chaim and Emes Ikka Oine Ikka Chaim is the Chaim Amitiyim, which is Yadua, which is the Chaim, the Chai Osid. Torah is called Torah Chaim Babas Chesed. And what state in Bosuk? The Zoysa Torah Odom Kiyomas Baal. Eina de Retorah Miskayemes, Elam Yishamein Misatmo Eleh. The one says in Tomid, that Tomid says in Tomid, Horeitze Lahach, Horeitze Lichyos, Yomisatmo. Yomisatmo de Retorah. Pshat is that the way to feel the Emes Ikka Chaim is Taka the Bechin of Yomisatmo Boilam Hazeh. The person is Mimisatmo Boilam Hazeh, then he feels the Emes Ikka Chaim. The person who learns Torah, who still feels the Olam Hazeh is the Chaim, as you say, Memach Taleben, somebody feels that the Leben, that the life, is Lasot Chaim, to make a life, is Olam Hazeh, his Pshat is then he's not Zoicha to Torah. You only Zoicha to Torah if you kill off that Chaim. If you kill off the Chaim of Olam Hazeh, then you're Zoicha to the Chaim Amitim, and that's the Emes Ikka Tainim. And that's why Klal Yisrael Taka, when they heard the Aseret HaDibros, Porcha Nishmosam. Why Porcha Nishmosam? They had to die in order to be in order to be Koine the Torah. So they heard the first two Dibros from the Eibishter, and then they died, Porcha Nishmosam, and then they were Toyim, the Tal Shel Tchiyah, Tchiyah Samesim, and then they were alive again. Because learning Torah is learning the Emes Tikachayim. Emes Tikachayim is the Chayim of Tchiyah Samesim. Feeling the Emes Tikachayim. And Taka Tzadikim, you see that whenever the Mekayim Mitzvah, so they feel Poladikachayim, they feel Mamoradikachayim, they look forward to it. Yedua, the Talmid of Hashem, all the mitzvahs, from Mori Naim used to hold the whole Arba Minim, the whole night, the first night of Sukkot, with the Esrog upside down, he used to hold it all night with tears. So he was mamish so looking forward, he had such a chukka to him, a kind of mitzvah of Arba Minim already, couldn't even kind by day. So he held the Arba Minim all night long to him, a kind of mitzvah, looking forward to him, a kind of mitzvah. Tears were streaming down, the chias that they got from mitzvahs. And from Torah, that's the emes of Kachayim. This is a very important yisod, because it's a mamsha, a whole different hashkof of how you look at the Olam Hazeh. So Avraham Avinu Taka, in the end of Parshas Noach, that's the birur of what's Chaim Amitim, what's not Chaim Amitim. Avraham Avinu Taka was thrown into Kibshon Eish. What was the reason why Avraham Avinu had to be thrown into the Kibshon Eish? Yomis is Atzmai. He should kill himself. He should kill off the Chaya Olam Hazeh. And then he came out, and then he was toying, he was living a time of Gan Eden, he was living a time of Olam Haba. The Gemara says in Bavastra that Avraham Avinu is one of the people she hit iman HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam Haba while he was still in Olam Haza. Avraham Avinu was living in Olam Haba while he was living down in Olam Haza, because he was dead. Etzem was the Chai in the Olam Haza has to offer Avraham Avinu was dead. He died in the Kibshon Eish. He came out of the Kibshon Eish with a new Chai. But Terach, that was the Biro. Now but Terach is living, his whole Chaim is in Olam Haza. So therefore he's dead, because Olam Haza is Nishkan Chaim, Nishkan Emes Tekachayim. So the end of Parashat Noach is the birur that Avraham Avinu has to kill off the Olam Haza, the Chai Olam Haza, and then he can be zocha to the Emes Tekachayim. That's Emes Tekachayim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the next pasuk, the beginning of Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha mi'atz malata b'tzivicha l'oretz asher reko. Rashi says, in the next pasuk, ve'ezcha le'goy godl v'avorecha. Because normally a person who goes, travels, Rashi says in my etes approval. So misha ein lebonim is choshev kameis. It's mamayet beparnasa. Oni is choshev kameis. And Avram, Hakadosh Baruch Hu telling Avram Avinu, be meimis atzmecha mikol dava. And then once you be meimis atzmecha mikol dava, so then you arrive to El Oretz Asher Reka, which is Eretz Yisrael, which is called Talach Lifnei Hashem ba'Aretz Hachaim. There in Eretz Yisrael you take a field, not the Chai Olam Hazeh. You feel the Aretz Hachaim. Like we said before, because in Eretz Yisrael it's Eretz Shemeseah B'chai Tchila, it's the Oretz of Tchias HaMeisim. The person who lives his life in Eretz Yisrael, so he's also to the Me'ein L'chaim of Tchias HaMeisim, which is the Emes Tekachayim. So the Eibishter was telling Avraham Avinu, kill yourself completely from Olam Hazeh. And then you arrive at Oretz Asher Reko, and then you arrive to the Bechina of Olam Haba. Before Avraham was zoche to that Nakuda, he had to cut himself off Chaim to be zeicher to Chaim, because then he wasn't ready taka for all the giluim later on. But once Avraham Avinu was misroimim taka, once Avraham Avinu was misroimim to the emes of Chaim, then it's a Chaim taka which is mechin of Olam Haba. And that's taka one of the reasons why we make a chaval on the baby. The baby is 8 days old. You mekayim his mila, which is the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, and you spill blood. It's a form of ritzicha, shvichas dam. It's a form of ritzicha. Because Mila is Taka the Yem HaShmini. Like you said, Mila is the Yem HaShmini. Yem HaShmini is Taka Olam Haba. Pshat is, the Tinoik is coming now into Olam Haza. Tinoik is not coming. Where is he coming from? He's coming from the Emes Tekachayim. He's coming now into the fake Chayim. So what you do is, you Shevich Domoy. Shevich Domoy, the Yem HaShmini, that's how you're getting back into the Yem HaShmini. That even calls money, he's got to live his life in Olam Haza, but he's living a life for Yem HaShmini. And Taka, that's why the Apostle Taka says, the Gemara says in the Apostle, Ki Elecha Ragn Kol Ayoim, which Parshat Pshat is talking about, Yidin Abi Moisa Nefesh, Yidin have died Al Kiddush Hashem throughout the Doyers. But the Gemara Dashan is that of Mitzvah Mila, Ki Elecha Ragn Kol Ayoim. You see, Mitzvah Mila is also a form of Misa, it's Shvichas Dam. But it's a Shvichas Dam that takes a person to Yom HaShmini. After Mrs. Mila, a person can live his whole life, Taka, even though he's in the Olam Hazeh, but he can live his whole life, Taka, in the Olam Habitat life. And Mela, that we can understand the whole Indian of Yitzchok Avinu and Vashem Yehra going up on the Akedah as well. The Helga Tefer Shlomi writes that Yitzchok is from Milosh and Kate Chai. Yitzchok Avinu's whole life, he was Kate, he was sickened, he couldn't live in Olam Hazeh. He was so dovuk to the Emes Tekachayim that he couldn't live in Olam Haba. Right? That's why he could just about stay in Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't allowed to go to Chutzla. He was living, he was so dogged to Tchiyas HaMeisim already, that Olam Haba was mamish a major hindrance, a disturbance to him. Tzvei Shlomo says that's why he went blind. When tzaddikim get old, they're mamish already in Yena Velt. And therefore it was dangerous for Yitzchak Avinu to see Olam Haba. Dangerous, it's a sakonas nafashas for him to see Olam Haba. Because by Eva, Kizok in Yitzchok, Tzadik gets old, he's mamish kol kula in Yena Velt. So every bit of Olam Haba is a disturbance, and says to Vishleim, that's why he went blind. He shouldn't have to see Olam Haba anymore, that he can mamish be in a massive, in a mamad a massive, of kol kula chai and kol kula Olam Haba. So, he made it, that's why he was blind. That's why the Tefer Shalem also says, Yitzchak Avinu was kotz chai. So his whole life down here, he was living in Tchiyas HaMeisim. He wasn't living this life down here. And that's why the bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim is an Atta Gibor. Atta Gibor is connected Yitzchak. The bracha of Atta Gibor, Shmoneh is connected Yitzchak. Mogen Avram is Avram. Atta Gibor is connected Yitzchak. The bracha that's connected Yitzchak, that's why we talk about Tchiyas HaMeisim. Because Yitzchak Avinu lived all his life back in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Avram Avinu lived part of his life in Olam Haza. And part of his life, he was a bechina Loras Hashayreka. Yitzchak Avinu was the first one who was a Kaddish Mirechem. He was the first one taka that was Zoche to Mitzvah Mila b'Yom Hashmini. And Zoche to Mitzvah Mila b'Yom Hashmini, his whole life taka he was in the Yom Hashmini. He was in Olam Haba. Pashas HaHechai Tzora begins that Tzora Imenu heard that Yitzchak was Shechted. Tzora Imenu heard that Yitzchak taka not here anymore. Yitzchak taka was oil on the Mizbeach. The Pshat is that taka that's where he wanted to be. That's where his Tshuka was. Rav Shlomo says that Zora chaps from the Maisa Lakeda, oh, Vilari be Moisa Nefesh. Zora was also such a tzaddikus that her whole life she's waiting to be Oila to Machaim Amitim. And Olam Hazeh for her was a mikshah. She wants already to get to Machaim Amitim. Rav Shlomo says when she heard that Yitzchak was Shechted, so she heard, oh, you got the green light, the red light, how do you say? You got the green light, you got the green light to go up, Vilari be Moisa Nefesh. So she was off already. That's what Rashi means. And she heard that Akeda, oh, Baruch HaNishmosa. She was ready all her life. She was ready all her life for the Chaim HaMitim. For these people, Olam Hazeh was mamish a disturbance. So Meila, as soon as she heard that Yitzchak was given the green light to be Moisa Nefesh, automatically there was no hesek. Baruch was immediately Baruch HaNishmosa. That's Pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim. Elech Hashem Nafshi Sameach Nefesh Abdecha Ki Elech Hashem Nafshi Esa. The first one, Sameach Nefesh Avdecha. What's the Ikar Simcha of Tzadikim? Ki Elech Hashem Nafshi Esa. The Eibusha gives them the chance to be Moitza Nefesh. It's like Rabbi Kiva says, Kol Yama Yisi Mitztai. That's what they're waiting for all their lives. Because every person is yearned for Chaim. And Tzadikim yearned for the Chaim Amitim. So they're looking forward all their lives. So Be'etzem, Sarah was taken much more alive in this week's parasha than she was in the earlier parasha. In the earlier parasha, she was waiting for the green light. She was waiting to go into the Chaim HaMitim. She wasn't allowed. As soon as she heard the Bsur of Yitzchok, so then she was given the green light taka to be Oyle Belav HaShemayimah, and then she taka entered, she went into the Chaim HaMitim. The taka, the parashah of Chai Yisor is the parashah of Chai Yisor. Iva Thomas. Thomas is Misan Olam Hazeh. Misan Olam Hazeh is they're long gone from Olam Hazeh already. She was given the opportunity, she was given the Echad Timsa of taka going into the Chaim HaMitim. So that's why the parasha of Atomasor is taka called Vayi Uchai Sor. Same thing it says later on by Yaakov Avinu. Taka, same thing by Yaakov Avinu, by Chi Yaakov. Yeretz Mitzrayim, Shvayas Rishona, Shvayas Rish Toiv. And Yaakov Avinu was Zoyche, down here to the Oilem Shekula Toiv. And then he was Oile Belav HaShemayim. So that also explains us why the first Kenyan that Avraham Avinu makes in Eretz Yisrael is taka the Kavura. We call the Beis HaKvaras the Beis HaChaim. It's not just a Melitza, Chas V'Shalom. We don't call the Beis HaKvaras the Beis HaChaim, the Derech Melitza. We call it because that's Be'emes. That's Be'emes, the Beis HaChaim. That's the place where a person is mashed. That's the place where a person gets rid of Olam Hazeh. That's the place where a person gets rid of Olam Hazeh. And he's called Kula in Olam Haba. It's like the beginning of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is we wear white. One of the reasons why we wear white is because it's moira of a person who dies. The person who dies wears tachrichin or white. One of the reasons why we wear Yom Kippur, why we wear a big day lavon, is because it's a bechina of tachrich Why is it a bechina of achirichin? It's all derech musa. And the Bali Musa says, Yadkila yema misa. It's the best school of a tshuva. But the pnimi is the Torah, that's because there's no achila shtia. Right? The tzaddik says that it's not pshat in Yima Kippurim, it's also to eat. So this is ve'kenes in Yima Kippurim. And in Kippurim, we're in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is aimed by la achila, v'lo shtia. Ve'kenes in Yima Kippur. It's al pi pshat, it's an inui. Al pi pnimi is, that's what tzaddikim are waiting all for, that the kamamish be in Olam Haba. That's the darga. That's the darga of Yom Kippurim. So Yom Kippurim is a day which a person is taka oiled. It's the bechin of oil mabo. So it's a person. It's a day where taka a person is like it's taka like his Yom Misa, because it's like his Yom Misa. It's a day which is cool oil mabo, and that's why a yid can be like a malach. A yid can be even hechel than a malach. And during the year, as we loivish begodim acherim, from loivish begodim acherim, we're stuck in oil mabo. So Beis HaKfaris is a place where a person is mashit himself from his goof, mashit himself from the michshol, from the olam hazeh that was keeping him down here, and he's oile belav ha-shamayimah. So he's oiche to the chayim amitim, to the emistik ha-chayim. So tzadikim are waiting for that all their lives. People are not on that madriga, but at least we can understand that it's the emis la-mitoy, so that's when a person is more alive than ever. It's the vote of tzadikim b'chayim, v'nisosam kurim chayim. Fakeh, they're much more alive, la-chamisa, Then they are b'shas down here. Down here they're mugbal, and then they mafshit themselves. They get rid of their begodim. They get rid of their goof, and then that's so. So be'etzem, the idea of a kvura is an idea of takav chaim. It's an idea of a base of chaim. It's not an idea of misa. The goof is the misa, and he's mafshit himself of his goof. He faket. Then he's oicha to the chaim. So the first kinyan that Avraham Avinu bought in Eretz Yisrael. Was taka kvura. More than that, you can go deeper. More than that, you do what the Gemara says in Brochas, that toiva mitiv, the brocha of a toiva mitiv in Birchas Hamazon, the brocha of Rachim, was instituted because of Arugei Beita. Arugei Beita, toiv, shaloi thing, a mitiv, shenikvuru, shaloi srichu. That there was a Mordecai nest that the Harugi Beta, so many Rivavois Yidin were left and the Romans wouldn't let them bury them, but then there was Oichet to Kfur, and that's why it's called the Bracha V'Toyva Meitiv. So why is it called the Bracha V'Toyva Meitiv? So we know the Mishnah says in the Bracha, the Bracha V'Toyva Meitiv is Be'emetz Achas Hayom in the Kebracha. Olam Hazeh says the Mishnah when there's a Psura Ro, the Bracha Dynamics Psura Toyva, the Bracha V'Toyva Meitiv L'Osid Lovoi Kula Teva Meitiv. The Bracha Teva Meitiv is a Kuloi Osid Lovoi Dika Bracha. It's Kula Tchis Amazim Dika Bracha. So Pshat is that when the Harugi Beita were Nitnu L'Kvura, when they were Nitnu to be buried, the Beis HaKvaris, is then what did they see there? They saw that Tchis Amazim. Then they were Masig in Tchino Tchis Amazim. Makayim Emanosoi L'Sheini Ofa. Right? What's the Amuna Avata Gibbo we say in the Bracha? Makayim Emanosoi L'Sheini Ofa. Somebody who was buried is a L'Sheini Ofa. He's a shiny off, sleeping, he's waiting for Tchis Ameis. The whole idea of Kvurus Yisrael, of Kovod Ameis, is because Taka, we're waiting, that mace, that goof is going to be used one day. We're waiting. So the Etzem Musag of Kfura is Moira on Tchis Ameis. Somebody who's Koifa Tchis Ameis is Koifa Olam Haba. So what does he need Kovod Ameis for? I mean, that's the end. He reached the end. He was alive. And the Misa is the end. It's not the beginning. It's the end of the Chaim. It's the end of the Chaim, so who cares what state his goof is? But Yidin's faker. Yidin's only beginning, and the goof is being stored away for Olam Haba. So faker, the whole inner of kvura is taka moir and the chayim. The ikah chayim is moir and the chayim of lost love. Chayim of tchis amis. Not all in the parsha of chayis, or that's all the parsha of the parsha of chayim. Parsha of kvura, which is moir and chayim. The parsha of buying Eretz Yisrael, which is arsas achayim, which is the beginning of tchis amis. Putting Sora kol kuloi in the mode of Tchis Amesim, where Sora was able to adapt to the Chaim Amitim, to the Chaim Anitzchim, to the Chaim of Tchis Amesim. That's why we find in the Morat Machpelah, you find Avraham and Sora also buried, Odom Chava also buried over there. The Ovis were buried there. We came to Odom Chava buried in the Morat Machpelah. Odom Chava not Shaykh to the Ovis. Gimel Ovis. What are Odom Chava? The Torah says Odom was created to live forever, right? Adam Rishon was created, the whole Misa was a Mikra. He was created to take up Chaim and Nitzchim. Eating the Netzadat, he lost the Chaim and Nitzchim, and he got the Chai Olam Hazeh. Chai Olam Hazeh means there's Nigzah Olav that he has to die. So, in the Etzem, Yid is only Shaykh to Chaim. like other Rishon was Nivra Taka for Chaya Netzach. He was Nivra with the Emes Tikachai. So therefore, the Asara was buried in Maris Machpelah. And there already you've got Adam Achava. Adam Achava is Meir on the Emes Tikachayim. And Asara is buried there. That's a Simon and it's a Remes that they're burying in the Maris Machpelah, burying the Kavura, the first Yid, or Yidina is being buried. And the buried is called Kula Shaykh to the Chaim. It's Atzmi Sachaim, and it's getting rid of the Hepech Achaim, so to speak, and it's going into the Emes Tikachayim. She was buried in the same mokum as Adam Machava, who Adam Machava was like a shaykh, they were created and they were shaykh to the Emes Tikachayim. Chasam Sofer says, Ger v'soysha v'noichi imochem, so the Eligah Chasam Sofer, that Ger is moira on the neshama, and Toshov is moira on the guf. So it says that Yid is a Ger in Adam Hazeh. He's a Ger in Adam Hazeh. Right? So the Be'etzin, like we said, he's not koin a shvit over here in Adam Hazeh. The next world is the Iker Oilam for Yid. Next world is the Iker Chaim. Novos is a goof as well. The goof is a Toshav of him, Oilam Hazeh. Me ofa ata ve lofa Toshav. A goof comes from here, a goof goes back to here. So Avraham Avinu was saying, before Sarah died, Chazon Sofer says, Avraham Avinu thought that they were Zoycha to the Emstika Te'im of Chaim. And maybe therefore, they wouldn't attack Avraham Avinu. Chazon Sofer says, Avraham Avinu thought that they wouldn't be Misa, that they won't die. Taka says the Beferish. He says he thought that they won't die. In other words, he thought that they're kulay geirim. There's no chelik for them. That's a toishav. Even the guf, Avraham Avinu thought that they held the madrega of Eliyahu Novi, the madrega of these Yidden who went up the chayim. They wouldn't. Taka wouldn't die. They were taka kulay now already and set for the chayim amitiyim. When Sarah died, he realized that there's a chelik of them, the guf that is a toishav down here that has to stay behind. However, it was a murdik achidish to Avraham Avinu that they were going to die. The murdik achidish that sorrow could die. He thought that on the azam adrega of Olam Haba, that they go straight into the chayim, and it's so says the chasam soyev. That's what the Avraham was telling Ephraim. Gev esoy shavnei mochem. Tava neshama adonit ba'ay kvur. However, it's been nizbara now that Sarah died that I'm also a toishet. I also have a goof. And if I saw that goof, I have to be mafshet that goof. And so to be able to go up, to be able to go into the Chaim, to the Chaim HaNitzchi. And therefore that's why he's buying a Kavur. You see the whole parasha is Avraham Habamina and the Maskona. It's all in this galgal, it's all revolving around the idea that this is Mamish the Chaim HaMiti. The Misa of Olam Hazeh is the Chaim HaMiti. Avraham Avinu was already Zoycha to that when he was in the Kibshon Eish. And now Sora was Zoycha to that Nakuda of going up to the Emstika, to the Chaim HaMiti. And Meila, that's why Taka Yitzchok was born only after Sarah was very, very old. And then Sarah started getting very, very young. And then Yitzchok was born. That's the vote. Normally when a person gets older and older, so they get older and older, and then they die. In other words, they get less and less chiyas. Person's young, he's full of life. Person gets older and older, it's less and less chiyas. But when you're dealing with the Chaim HaMitiyim, so the older you're getting, the younger you're getting. The older you're getting, the closer you're getting to the Chaim Nitzchim. So you're getting more and more life. If you're getting more and more life, that was the sinner. That Yitzchak was born after Sarah got very old, and then she got very young. The older she got, the younger she got. That's the sod in Rashi. Baskuf, kabaschof, baschof, kabazayin. The older, the younger. The older, the younger. Mochaim, mochaim, mochaim. And Yitzchak was born from a zahamatzif. So Yitzchak was kulei chaim. Yitzchak was kulei chaim. Amitim, kulei chaim, nitzchim. So the hayro that we take out from the parish is. A person has to feel more like a chiyas in Torah. A person has to feel more like a chiyas in mitzvahs. Right? The Zohar Kodesh writes, the Av and the Yira, the Trey Gatfin, that take the mitzvahs up to Shemayim. A person has to be Mekayim in Torah mitzvahs with more like a chiyas. If he's Mekayim Chas Hashem in Torah mitzvahs without the more like a chiyas, so then that means that he's opting for the chiyas of Olam Hazeh. That's an Irish guy. The chiyas of Olam Hazeh is a steer in Menei Beit, to call it chiyas. Chayim, call it mitzvah. It's a mitzvah de kachayim, it's a shkachayim de kachayim. And kachol that a person feels less dvikas and less tshuka for Torah mitzvahs, the more he feels chayim in Adam Hazeh. And the Yisoid Rishon is, Zaytah Torah Adam Ki Yomus Boil. Ain't the Ritorium is Kayem is Adam Misha Meimis Atzmoyle. The more a person is Meimis Atzmoyle, it's not Adam Hazeh, it's Faket, the more a person can swim in the Yama Chochma and the Yama Torah and the Yama Mitzvahs, and the more a person can feel the more the Kachias of Torah mitzvahs. Shabbos is Taka Me'ein Adam Haba Yom Shabbos Menucha. Shabbos is Taka a time where a person is Choyra should be very, very alive. It's Chaim Amitim, it's Chaim Nitzchim. So, Mefrat, Elachas Kama Vakama, Taka, the mitzvahs of Shabbos, is a person, that's why it says, Dabra Dova, what's the Chiv of Shabbos? The person, Shabbos comes in, Melachtacha Asuya. What does Melachtecha Asuya mean? Geendig in the Olam Hazeh. Melachtecha Asuya means everything is shaykh to Olam Hazeh, it's Asuya. Has done already. And now I'm going into a different world. I'm going into Me'il Olam Haba. So everything has to be different in the Chol. There's no Chol. Dabar Dabar Shloye Lecha Diburcha B'Shabbos K'dibur Shabbos K'dibur Shabbos. Everything Shloye Lecha Shloye Lucha Shabbos. The walking of Shabbos shouldn't be the same. Shabbos is a ganz ander matzav. When Shabbos comes in, a person Ke'ilu does away. A person Ke'ilu does away with his Olam Haba. And he comes up with the Moedek HaGosha. That's one of the Kavanas of Tefillah. One of the kavanas of tefillah and a mikveh, that could be why it's taka erev Shabbos, taka it's close to Shabbos, it's such a big inyan. One in yonim of tefillah is that a person goes toivel under the water, he goes out of the makom achayim. He goes into a place where ke'ilu it's a bechina of mei misatzmoi, and if he comes out toho, he comes out kodesh v'toy, he comes out a new person, he comes out under a matzav. Shabbos is taka going from one world to the other. Shabbos is going from olam hazeh to olam haba. So Erev Shabbos is the time to go to mikveh. When you go to mikveh, you rid yourself of Olam Hazeh. Ke'ilu is the bechin of Mises Olam Hazeh. And then a person comes out, he's ready to talk about Chaim HaNitzchim. Olam Haba, Chaim HaNitzchim, Olam Haba. Nobody wants to hear of his malachto of the week. Nobody wants to speak like Bachandik. Nobody wants to walk Bachandik because he's now Mamish and Andra Matzah. So that's always the Hayro Astam for everybody, Kefi Madrigosoi. That it, as much as one takes off from Chai Olam Hazeh, that's as much one feels Mochias. Once one feels Mochias in Torah Mitzvahs, he's in the other Chias, the Chias in Gashmis, and the Chias in Olam Hazeh, because his Bechlal don't play a role anymore. The more Chias you feel in one, is the less you feel of the other one. The more Chias Chasushan Olam Hazeh, is the less Chias in Olam Hazeh. We have to decide that we're Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and therefore we want the Emes Dekachayim. And the Emes Dekachayim is this week's parasha, is the parasha that gives us the koyach to for bechina of mei mitatzmo in oil mahaza, in order to be zoicha to the Emes Dekachayim. Svarim say Avada, the biggest mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is to be Mekadosh Hashem b'chaim, not to die on Kiddush Hashem, to live on Kiddush Hashem. What does it mean to live on Kiddush Hashem? To live on Kiddush Hashem, that can mean that we're living, we're alive, but down here still we're zoicha to the Emes Dekachayim, and we're moisa nefesh for the chai oil mahaza. Whatever a person feels he's stuck and he's caught in Olam Hazeh, everybody's caught in Olam Hazeh to some extent. So the serious nefesh is to get uncaught and to untie oneself. Matei Asurim, you untie yourself. We all untie ourselves. The more we untie ourselves from Olam Hazeh, that's the more we're dovuk. And then we're living Al Kiddush Hashem. We're living the Chaim Amitim. We're living our lives Al Kiddush Hashem. So Eved Hashem helps me. She's zeichah to be Oved Hashem. Kulei mitoch simcha v'tuv leibov.